The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News The World This Hour, I'm Julianne Hazelwood. CBC News has learned Ontario plans to crack down on cell phone use in public schools. A government source says an announcement on new measures is expected tomorrow. Bill Tucker is a former school board chair and a retired professor of education at Western University. He says the majority of students are respectful when it comes to cell phones in class.
I think what's happening is that there is a tendency towards some inappropriate use amongst a minority of students that is gaining a lot of attention and can be distracting in class.
Four Ontario school boards recently filed a multi-billion dollar lawsuit against TikTok, Snapchat, and Meta, alleging their products interfere with learning. Advocates in BC are expressing concern over the province's U-turn on its open drug policy. Yesterday, the premier said he planned to recriminalize narcotic use in public, essentially reversing the only project of its kind in Canada. Yasmin Renea reports.
It's deeply disappointing and, frankly, quite scary.
DJ Larkin with the Canadian Drug Policy Coalition says limiting where people can use drugs puts them at greater risk of overdosing alone.
When the provinces talks about the need for safety for community members, they are failing to address the fact that people who are at risk of dying are our community members.
Premier David Eby has announced plans to make drug use illegal in all public spaces, including inside hospitals, on transit, and in parks, citing the importance of public safety.
We're also expanding resources for people who are struggling with addiction to help them rebuild their lives and exit from addiction.
Advocates also want BC to expand overdose prevention services and access to affordable housing. The new drug rules won't come into effect until Health Canada makes changes to the decriminalization policy. Yasmin Ranea, CBC News, Vancouver.
Hamas has released new video it says shows two of the hostages taken during the October 7th attacks on Israel. Both captives are shown alive and pleading for their release. CBC News has not independently verified the footage, but it comes as word emerges of progress at ceasefire talks. Sasha Petrasik has the details.
Israel says it would put plans for a ground invasion of Rafah on hold if there's a deal with Hamas to release hostages. Those talks are continuing in Israel with help from Egypt. Hamas says it will agree only if Egypt agrees to an end in fighting. Israel is offering a temporary ceasefire. At the south end of Gaza, Palestinians who have fled fighting several times already are busy moving their tents from Rafah, expecting that ground incursion. We're living in fear, says one man, in fear also of daily airstrikes. There were more today, killing at least 32 Palestinians, say officials with the Hamas-run health ministry. Sasha Petrasik, CBC News, Washington.
In the U.S. Midwest, scenes of destruction after a powerful tornado ripped across Nebraska's largest city.
Look at that thing. What is that flying?
Okay, the twister plowed through homes and businesses in Omaha overnight, tossing cars like toys and snapping trees like twigs. No word yet on possible deaths. This woman describes the aftermath.
It was so scary. It was so scary. Our neighbors, everybody, everyone's houses they're gone. They're gone.
Forecasters have issued tornado watches for much of the region today, including Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. Canada has won gold at the World Senior Curling Championship in Sweden. That's the men's team after their final shot today. The team beat the U.S. 4-3 after an undefeated week. But they're not the only winners. The women's team also took home gold. They beat Lithuania 7-3. And that's your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Julianne Hazelwood.